After leaving the cast of Saturday Night Live, Julia Sweeney started creating and performing autobiographical monologues. In God Said Ha, she told the story of how she was diagnosed with cancer as her brother was dying of cancer. She managed to make the story both funny and moving. I recorded this interview with her in October 2006 about her monologue, Letting Go of God. It describes how she rededicated herself to the Catholic Church at the age of 38, but found the deeper she got, the more skeptical she became of the Bible and religion. She now considers herself an atheist. In this excerpt of Letting Go of God, Sweeney is describing her reactions to closely reading the Bible. She's found the Old Testament surprisingly disturbing and is looking forward to carefully reading the New Testament and meeting Jesus again as if it were for the first time. But once again, what she finds surprises her.
Well, first of all, Jesus was much angrier than I expected him to be. I mean, I knew he got angry with all those money changers in the temple, but I really had no idea that he was so angry so much of the time and very impatient. Jesus says that he speaks in parables because the people, they just don't understand anything else. But the parables are often foggy and meaningless, and Jesus is snippy when even the disciples don't get them. He says to them, if you don't understand this parable, then how can you understand any parable? And are you incapable of understanding? I kept thinking, don't teach in parables then. It's not working. Even your staff doesn't understand them. Why don't you just say what you mean? And then there's family. I have to say that for me, the most deeply upsetting thing about Jesus is his family values, which is amazing when you think how there's so many groups out there who say they base their family values on the Bible. I mean, he seems to have no real close ties to his parents. He puts his mother off cruelly over and over again. At the wedding feast, he says to her, "Woman, what have I to do with you?" And once, while he was speaking to a crowd, Mary waited patiently off to the side to talk to him, and Jesus said to the disciples, "Send her away. You are my family now." Matthew, Mark, and Luke all tell this exact same story, but Mark actually tells us why Mary was there to see Jesus. He says Mary came to see Jesus to restrain him because the people were saying he's gone out of his mind. I kept thinking, yes, let's go get Jesus and get him some help.
An excerpt of Julia Sweeney's CD, Letting Go of God. Here's my interview with her. Before we get to how you lost your faith, let's get to how you had become more religious. And you describe in your monologue that at the age of 38, you had what I think some people would describe as a born-again experience, though you wouldn't have used those words. But could you describe that experience that you had?
I was raised Catholic, and I liked being Catholic, and I didn't think that Catholicism was the only way to be with God or anything, but I thought it was a good way to be with God, and I liked being Catholic. And then I went through this terrible breakup when I was 38, and I was in this 4-year relationship, and I completely expected to, you know, marry and raise children with this man, and then he abruptly, you know, called off the relationship, and I was just devastated, because it wasn't just him, it was just my whole idea of how I thought my life was going to go. So I think I went into my first real depression of my life, where I really let myself be depressed. I really was depressed. And I was crying all the time. Like, it was really just a huge catastrophe for me, this breakup. And this one night I woke up and I could hear myself mouthing these words, "Heal me." And I had been praying a lot too. But so that wasn't out of my mind. That wasn't out of nowhere. But I kind of woke myself up hearing myself saying that. And then I felt this light in the room, and I really sensed that God was in the room, and I had this great sense of connectedness with the universe. Like, it's hard to put it into words the experience I had, but it was just very profound religious experience. And I felt very close to God, and I suddenly felt like I knew things were going to turn out okay, and that this breakup was part of my divine destiny that God must have wanted for me to go through. And I felt healed. I did feel healed. It was a very positive experience. And then, that inspired me to kind of rededicate myself to the Catholic Church.
Yeah, well, as you say, you signed up for a Bible study class, and that turned into a real problem for you, as we heard in the first excerpt. The New Testament was very disillusioning to you, and the Old Testament was as well. You describe God's sadistic tests of loyalty in the Old Testament, and Jesus' confusing parables in the New Testament. Did you express your confusion?